Hello, welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today, titled He Hears Us, was written by Con Campbell. United States President Franklin D. Roosevelt often endured long receiving lines at the White House. As the story is told, he complained that no one paid attention to what was said. So he decided to experiment at a reception. To everyone who passed down the line and shook his hand, he said, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." The guests responded with phrases like, "Marvelous. Keep up the good work. God bless you, sir." It wasn't until the end of the line, greeting the ambassador from Bolivia, that his words were actually heard. Nonplussed, the ambassador whispered, "I'm sure she had it coming." Do you ever wonder if people are really listening? Or worse, do you fear that God isn't listening? We can tell if people are listening based on their responses or eye contact. But how do we know if God is listening? Should we rely on feelings or see if God answers our prayers? In the book of Jeremiah, after 70 years of exile in Babylon, God promised to bring his people back to Jerusalem and secure their future. When they called upon him, he heard them. They knew that God heard their prayers because he promised to listen. And the same is true for us. We don't need to rely on feelings or wait for a sign to know that God listens to us. He's promised to listen, and he always keeps his promises. Now let's hear the promises of God's word found in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. This is what the Lord says: "When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for hearing our prayers, though we sometimes doubt it. Would you help us to trust your promise that you are listening, that you do care, and that you are always working all things together for our behalf? Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.